Hier Mishnayis Yuma, Rabta Perakei, Mishnah Zayin. Kol Maise Yom HaKippurim, Ha'omur Ala Seder, all the halachas that it says about Yom Kippur, that there's a Seder, there's an order, which one has to be done before the other one, the halacha is, Imhiktim Maise L'chaveroi, if you do one before the other one, you do it in the wrong order, is L'yosa Klum. It's like you did nothing, it's possible you have to do it over again. Now this is a machlekes in the Gemara. If we're talking about now the avodah that the Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur, when he's wearing his big day loven. So some say it's even the avodah that he does in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Heichel. And some say no, it's all the avodahs that he does in the big day loven, bein mibifnim ubein mibachutz. So like the Mishnah says, Hiktim dam ha-soyer ladam ha-por. Let's say he brought the dam of the soyer, the sir izim, before he sprinkled the blood of the dam ha-por, and that's shloike seder, because according to the seder we had in the Mishnayim before, first he takes care of the dam ha-por, and then he takes care of the dam ha-soyer. So if he did the opposite order, the Mishnah says, yachzer v'yazim dam ha-soyer, liyach ha-dam ha-por. He has to do a second time again the dam ha-soyer after he did the dam ha-por. So now it's good because, like, take away the first dam ha-soyer. Now you're starting off with the second dam ha-por, and after that you do the dam ha-soyer. So now you have it in the right order. What's going to be if before the Kohen Gadol finished doing all the zrikis, all the matonis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Before he finished it all, was nishpach adam. The rest of the blood that was in the kli spilled out. So locher is yovi dom acher. He has to shecht the carbon over again. Let's say it was a dam hapor that spilled out. He has to shecht, make a new carbon hapor and get new dam. V'yazze batchila bifnim. He has to start over again at the beginning where he started from in the pnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'chein behechol. The same Malach replies, if the dam spilled out before you finished all the avodah in the Heichel. So you have to bring a new carbon, and you have to start over again now from the zrikis, from the matonis you are doing in the Heichel. The matonis you already did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's kosher, you don't have to do over again. You just have to start over again from the matonis that are brought in the Heichel. The same thing if it first spilled out when you're in the middle of making the last zrikis on the Mizbech HaPnim, you only have to start over again from the Mizrikis, the Hazois, on the Mizbeach HaPnim. She'akulam kapor b'fnei atzmon. Because each one of the three sets are considered like a special kapora by itself. In other words, the avodah that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is like one kapora. See, if you finished it, and then you went out to the Heichel to do its avodah there, and there the blood spilled out, so you have to start over again only from the Heichel. But not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because since you finished it already, it's like a special kapora by itself. And therefore the Mizbeach HaZov also has its own kapora by itself. Rabbi Elezev, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, they both say no, that Mimekoyim Sheposak Misham Humasol. No matter where the blood spilled out, even if in the middle of doing the Hazoyis in the Heichom, towards the Proichis, in the middle of them, so if the Dam spills out, you have to get a new carbon there, and you have new dam, but you don't have to start over again from the beginning of the avoid in the Heichel, but rather just continue from wherever you left off. Because they hold, your blessing of Shimon holds, that each hazor by itself is considered a special kapara, a kapara by itself. So no matter where you're holding, all you have to do is just continue from where you left off. The Perek Shishi. Shnei Sire Yom HaKippurim. The two sir izim, the two goats that you bring for the girl on Yom Kippur, mitzvosan chiyu shneim shovin. The mitzvah is that they both should look alike, be alike. B'mara, they should look alike, the same color. Over koima, they should be the same height. Over domim, they should be worth the same amount of money. Over l'kichoson kechot. L'katchilu, the mitzvah is to buy them both together. V'yafa pi shneim shovin sherin. But let's say b'dievad, you couldn't find two goats, exact same height, exact same color. And if you bought two different colors, still but the evidence kosher. Lokach echad hayom v'yechad l'machak sherim. Who then, if you buy one today and one tomorrow, it's also kosher. Meis echad mehen. Let's say first you bought your two goats for the shnei sirizim, and now one of the two died. So it depends. If you didn't make the girl yet, you didn't make the lottery yet, you didn't pick out which one is Lashem and which one is Lazozel, as Yigach Zug Lasheni, all you have to do is just take a second goat, and now you have a pair of goats, and you can make the girl now. What about Vyimish Higro Meis? Let's say, no, you already made the girl. You already chose which one should be Lashem and which one should be Lazozel, and then one of the two died. So then the halacha is Yovi Zug Acher. You have to bring another two goats, the Yagrul Alehim Batchila, and you have to make a new girl upon those two. In other words, put again in the kalfi, in the box, two klofim, two pieces, one that says Lashem, one says Lazozel. And choose again which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel. And you should say like this, Im Shel Shem Meis, if by the first pair, the one that was a Chatas Lashem, that was the one that was Meis, so now you have a Lazozel left over, and you only need a new Lashem. So you say like this, when you bring the second pair, and you make a girl, you say, Zeh she'olah olav ha'girl Lashem. The one that's chosen to be for the Chatas Lashem, Yiskayim Tachtov. So the second one takes the place of the first one. So now you have one good Chatas Lashem. V'yim shel Lazozel meis. Let's say no, when the first pair, the Lazozel, died, then you say, Zeh she'olah olav ha'girl Lazozel Yiskayim Tachtov. In the second pair, when you make the second girl, the one that comes out with the Lazozel, that's the one you're going to use now. But now you still have two Chatas Lashem in this last case. Or in the first case where the Chatas Lashem died, now after the second girl, you have two Lazozels. So which one of those two do you use? So the Mishnah says, V'hasheni yira achi yistoiv. The second one, you should let pasture in the fields up until it becomes a balmum. V'yimocher, then you could sell it and you could be poider it. V'yiplu domel v'nedova, and the money you get from it put into the kupa shel nedova, that you bring nedova for the mizbech is empty, you bring a korban eilah for nedova. Shein chatas siba mesa. The Mishnah is saying a chiddush, even though it was an extra chatas lashem, and by a chatas lashem we say it's lemisa ozla, you have to kill it. That's only by a chatas hayochid, but here there's a chatas for korban siba, you don't have to kill it, and you could be poider it, and the money goes in nedova. Rabbi Yehuda says, Thomas, no, you have to let this one die also. He holds even on the korban sibur, still we say the halacha is that a chatis shenischapru bi acheres is Thomas. The Yehudam Rabbi Yehuda said another chiddush here, that in the case when you had your two siri'izim, you had already your two goats, and you already used the girl, you chose which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel, now nishpachadom. The one that was a chatas Lashem after you made the shechita and the kabbalas adam, now the dam spilled out. So you can't use that korban. You have to have a new chatas Lashem. So what do you do with the first lazozel? He yelled, Yomus HaMishtalech. That Mishtalech is like a chatas, a kippur baleha, that has lemis ozla. And who are then the opposite way? Let's say at the beginning you had your two goats, after the girl, Meis HaMishtalech. Now the one that was lazozel, that goat died. So you're only left over with the Chatas Lashem. By itself, it's no good. It has to have a mate. And according to Yehuda, you have to have a new pair. You have to choose a new girl. So what do you do with the old one? Is Yishofech Adam. You have to spill out the dam. You can't use that Chatas Lashem. You have to bring a new pair and make a new girl and use the two new goats. Because that's a Yehuda Shita, that even by a Chatas HaTzibur, if it's a Kippur Balei Abiyacheres, is Lemisa, you can't use the first one. Now, according to the Tanakhama, that holds no, by a korban chatzitz is not lemis ozlo. So mainly we say the second one you don't have to kill, you just have to let it pasture in the field until it becomes a balmum, and then you can sell it, and the money you buy in the dovah. So it's a machlokes in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, what's called the sheni, which is the second one, what's the one you don't use. One man the Yomah says you use the first one, because since you started, continue with that one, and the second one here means from the second pair, and the other man the Yomah says no, use the second one, because that was not Nidche. Mashenka in the first one, which was Nidche, you should not use the first one. That's the one that is Yiroa, let it pasture until it becomes a Balmum. The Mishnah Beis. Boloi Eitzel Soyer HaMishtalech. Now the Kohen Gadol goes to the Soyer HaMishtalech, the goat that was chosen to be Lazozel, as after he finished already the Matonos of the Dam, of the Par and the Soyer, now the Kohen Gadol goes back to the Soyer HaMishtalech, which we already put before Kinegedis Shar HaMizruch. And that was the Shah, that was the gate that they're going to take him out soon. But before they took the goat out, the Kohen Gadol went to him, v'soymech shtei yodav olav, and he put his two hands on top of the goat, u'mizvad, and he said, vidui, v'koch, v'kach hoy oimer. This is the way he said, Ono Hashem, please Hashem, ovu poshu chotu lefonecho, amcho beis Yisrael. His ovu means a loshin b'meizit. Klai Yisrael did averis b'meizit willingly. Poshu, they did it b'merit, they're rebelling. Chotu, they did it b'shoigig, or without willingly. Lefonecho in front of you, amcho beis Yisrael. Ono b'ashem. Kapeno la'avoinos v'la'apshoim lachatoyim. Please forgive the avoinos, the averis b'meizit, l'pshoim, that they did rebelling, lachatoyim, and the averis b'shoigig. She'ovu v'she'poshu v'she'chot lefonecho amcho beis Yisrael. That Klai Yisrael did in front of you. Kakosi b'saras Moshe avdech, like it says in the Torah, Leimor, that ki vayoyim hazeh, on today, on Yom Kippur, yechapar aleichem letareschem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titoru. The Potik says, on Yom Kippur, there's a special Indian that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metayer, cleans us. So we're asking now for forgiveness, we're doing tshuva now, he's being mesvadeh, that Hashem should be metayer us. Va'akahanim bo'om ho'im de b'yazorah, the Kohanim and the rest of the people that were there in the Yazorim, Kishohoyu Shemim Shem Hamafurish, Shu Yoitzim Epi Kohen Gadol, when they heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shem Hamafurish, like here he said it three times. When he said Honor Hashem, he said Hashem with the Shem Hamafurish. Honor Vashem, again he said Shem Hamafurish. And then when he said the Posik, Mikol Chataseich Lofnei Hashem, he also read it the way you should read, like the way it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, it's a machloek is exactly what does the Shem HaMeforesh mean. Some Meforesh learn the Shem HaMeforesh means the Yud Kei Vav Kei, you read it the way it's supposed to be read. Now, not the way we read Adoi, but the way it is. Others say, no, it's a bigger shame, it has more Isis in it. And that's the way the Kohen Gadol said it on Yom Kippur. So when the Am and the Kohanim heard it, it is Hayokorin u'mishtachvin u'mishtachavim v'noiflim alpneim v'yomrim. They would bow down straight out and fall on their faces. V'yomrim, they would say, Boruch Shem kibayid malchusay liyelam v'ed. Mishnah Gimel, Misaroi lemi shahoy yomalichay. Now the Kohen Gadol will give over this sawyer, give over this goat to the person that's going to take him out lazozel to the midbar. And this was somebody that was prepared. Erev Yom Kippur, they prepared somebody to do it. Ha'akel k'sheru nalicha. Really, anybody could do it. Even a Zar, even a Yisrael. El she'osu ha'kahanim g'doylim keva. But the kahanim g'doylim made it a permanent, like choy kalua, that only the kahanim could take it out. V'loi hoyu manichin es Yisrael nalichoy. They did not let a regular Yisrael take it out, but rather they chose a kohen to take the lazozel out of the midbar. Omer Rabbi Yosef said, "Ma'isa v'alicho arsalov Yisrael hoyim." It once happened a case that one Yisrael was zeichem; he was able to take out the lazozel. In other words, even though it was a minig kavua only for the kohanim, for it happened that this Yisrael, took it out. Mishnah Dalet, v'kevesh osuloi used to make a special plank, like a special bridge, mivnei habavliim shoyu mesalshin b'sar b'sorin. That the Bavloyim, these are bad people, Rishoyim, that used to like pull out the hair of this person that's taken along the Lazozel. The Yomlu, and they would say to this person, Toil would say. In other words, go faster. Take this Lazozel fast out to the Midbar. Why? Because since this Lazozel is carrying all the Averis of Klai Yisrael, that like they wanted to get rid of the Averis faster, so they told the Kohen that was carrying, that was leading him, go faster. So they would mamish, like, pull out his hair to tell him to go faster. So therefore they made a special plank, a special bridge, that he would be above the people that he could not pull out his hair. Now, Mekire Yerushalayim, the chosh of the people in Yerushalayim, hoyumalavin oisoy atzuka rishoyna. They would walk with this kohen that was going to walk the lazozel to the midbar. The people, the chosh of the people from Yerushalayim, would walk outside Yerushalayim up until the first sukkah. There was a hut there, a sukkah, which was exactly around the Tchum Shabbos. And Esther Sukkos, Yerushalayim v'Yatzuk. There were 10 Sukkos on the road from Yerushalayim until Tzuk, to the cliff where they threw off the Lazozel. There were 10 Sukkos on the way. Tishim Ris, Shivu Machz L'Chomil. it was an area of 90 ris, so each one had 7.5 mil. As in between each sukkah and another sukkah, it was 7.5 mil, in order that altogether you would have the shear of tishim 90 ris. Now, the reason why they had these sukkahs along the road was that before Yom Kippur, people would go and live in the sukkah. So when the Kohen was walking with the Lazozel, they would be able to help him along as he was going. They would be malav him, walk from one sukkah to another sukkah. Like the Mishnah says, that our call sukkah v'sukkah oimrim loy. When the Kohen passed by each sukkah, the people living in that sukkah used to tell him, Hare mozon v're mayim, you should know I have food and we have water for you to drink. In other words, even though it's Yom Kippur today and you're not allowed to drink, but don't feel you're fainting or it's finished, you'll never make it. And we used to give him a little pep talk, to know that we have food ready for you. So if a person realizes that there's food ready for him, that gives him more strength to go further. It's like, you know, when he come back on Yom Kippur, there would be food ready for him, he would have the strength to go further on Yom Kippur. Well, Malav v'noisim asukkah l'sukkah, the people living in one sukkah would walk to the next sukkah, because each sukkah was exactly a tchum, Shabbos, one away from the other. So they're able to walk the 2,000 amos. Chutz mi'achrona, except the last journey, from the last sukkah until it got to tzuk, shebehen, chutz mi'achrona shebehen, she'ena magiyim al tzuk. The people living there cannot walk to tzuk, because from the last sukkah until tzuk, it was 4,000 amos. It was twice the tchum of Shabbos. So the people were not allowed to walk chutz l'tchum midrabbonin. But the people living in that last sukkah, true, they would walk the first 2,000 amos that they were allowed to walk chutz l'tchum, up until the end of the tchum, and they would stand there, and then only the kohen that's taken the lazozel, he has the heter to walk out chutz l'tchum to take the lazozel to the tzoy, to the cliff that's in the midbar. Mishnah Vov. Mehor Yoisa, what did this Kohen, when he reached the Tzoyk, with the Sawyer, what did he do there? It is Choylech Loshen Shosahuris. He would divide up a string of red wool, Chetzi of Koshar Basela, half of it he would tie onto a stone there on top of the cliff, the Chetzi of Koshar Ben Shtekanov, and half of this string of red wool he would tie between the horns of the goat. Udechof Oliachorov. And he would push the goat backwards off the cliff. The goat would turn over and fall down the cliff. It never happened that the goat reached halfway down that his bones were broken up into pieces. In other words, that the goat died on the way down. Now, so after the Kohen did the avoida of throwing off the Lazozel off the Tzoyk, he finished the avoida, then the Kohen would walk back to the last sukkah, the last sukkah that he passed by, which was 4,000 amas away from him, and he would stay there until it comes Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Now the law is the Kohen that takes the Tzoyk, takes the Lazozel, becomes Tomei, him and his clothing. At what point is his clothing Tomei? He and the clothing. As soon as he leaves the chaimah, the wall around Yerushalayim, leading this lazozel, that's when he becomes Tomei. Rabbi Shimon at the time when he pushes off the lazozel, off the tzoik, off the cliff, that's the time that he becomes Tomei, him and his begodim. Mishnah Zayin. Boloi Eitzel Paul Visorhanis Rafim. After the Kohen Gadol gave away the Sori HaMishtoleach to be sent away, right away then the Kohen Gadol will go near the par and the Sawyer, his special korban, and the Sirizu Mechatas Lashem, that they already made the Shechit and they already made all the Matonos of the Dam. Now they have to take the meat of the animal and burn it. So what the Kohen Gadol did was, Kroron, he ripped it open, the animal, for Hoitzi Esim Reim. He took out the insides, the fats, and the kishkes. Nisan and Bemagis, he put it into a nice kli, a vessel. Vehektiron agabi amizbech, and he burnt it agabi amizbech. It's the fats, the emurim that are hektir, he burnt on the mizbech. And not that really he burnt it right now, because right now he was still wearing his big deloven. And the lacher is you burn the murim when you're wearing your big dissolve. It just means they put it into the kli and let it stay there until later when it comes the time to burn it. Then I'll have it burned on the mizbeach achitzarin, the mizbeach in the azor. Now, kloin b'miklois, he would like braid the animal itself. And as after he took the fats, the murim out of the animal, now the actual meat of the par of the ox and this goat, he would like braid it, the mikloyis in the two sticks, in the two poles. And there was like two people, you had four people, each one on the, there were two poles on the four sides, and you had the two animals like braided in between the two poles. So you would see it in the Beis HaSreifa. And somebody would carry it out to the Beis HaSreifa, which was the Beis HaDeshim, which was Mechus L'Yushlayim, was outside Yushlayim. Now, the locher is the people that carry out the par and the sorhanes rofim. They become tomei and the begodim. From what time? As soon as they leave the chaim of the azora, the Ezra Yisrael, right away they become tomei. When they start burning the meat and the fire catches on to roll majority of the meat, that's when they become tummy, not before. Mishneches, Omru Lord the Kohen Gadol, they would tell the Kohen Gadol that he gia soyer la midbar. You should know the soyer reached the midbar already. The soyer la zozel went to the midbar, and therefore now you're allowed to start the next avoda. Uminayin hoyu yoidim shegia soyer la midbar. How do they know? How do they know to tell the Kohen Gadol that the Kohen that was taken the soyer already reached the midbar? Zemar says, Dar kiyos hoyu oisim. They used to have watchmen set up there. Umenifin bisudorim. And used to wave to one another with their sudorim, with their handkerchiefs like. V'yoydim shegiya soyer l'midbar. And then they knew that the soyer reached the midbar. In other words, as soon as the soyer, the kohen taking the soyer, reached the midbar, the person, the watchman standing there, would wave his sudor to the next person down the road, and he would see it, he would wave to the next person down, like a relay system, until it got back to Yerushalayim. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, V'aloi simen god l'hori lehem. Rabbi Yehuda holds there was another like sign, how the Kohen could tell, the Kohen God could tell, that they reached the Midbar. Because he said it like this, that Yerushalayim v'yarbeis chedudah shloshim milah. From Yerushalayim until the beginning of the Midbar, that's Beis Chedudah, was 3 mil away. So how did we know how long it takes the Kohen to reach the beginning of the Midbar? It is Holchem Mil, the Hatshluchim that walked out of Yerushalayim the first mil. For the Chorizrim Mil, then they walked back a mil. For the Shoyim Kede Mil, then those Shluchim like waited another mil. And Mel, if they waited the time that it walks to walk 3 mil, the Yoidim, they would know Shagia Sor the Midbar. That the Sawyer reached the Midbar, and that's enough that the Kohen Gadol could start doing his next Avodah. Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael said, "Boloi simen acher hoylehem." There was another simen how the Kohen Gadol could tell that they already reached the Midbar, because Loshan sells shel zahiris hayukosher al pischos shel heichel. There was a red string of red wool tied on the entrance of the heichel, pischos shel heichel. Ugrishegia soyer la Midbar, and when the soyer the Kohen taken the soyer lazozel when it reached the Midbar, hayahaloshan malvin. Then this red string turned to be white. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Im yilchatuechem karshonim karshelud yelbinum." If your sins would be like red, when you do tshuva, Hashem will wipe them off to make them back like white snow. Perek Shvi, Mishnah Aleph, Boloi Kohen Gadol Likros. Now the Kohen Gadol had the mitzvah to read from the Torah, the Parshiyos about Yom Kippur. And he read it in the Ezra's Noshim. And this was took place after they told him that the Sawyer reached the Midbar. Now the Kohen Gadol went to do this mitzvah of Kriyas of the Parsha Sayyim. So it says, "In Rotsu Mikros of Big Day Boots, if he wants to still wear his white pagodim, Big Day Boots, he's allowed to do this avoid of reading, wearing the Dalet Big Day Lovin. The Yim Loi, if he doesn't want to read with these Big Day Lovin, is Kura Beitzkilis Lovin Mishloi. He could change the clothing, doesn't have to wear the special clothing for the Big Day Kohen Gadol, but he could wear his own regular coat, regular pitzdalis, which is like a robe, from his own white robe. because this wasn't really an avodah that you needed the big dekuna for it. The chazan haknesses noitel sefer Torah. The chazan of the knesses of the Beis Hamikdash took out the sefer Torah. The noitel of the Rosh Knesses, he gave it over to the head, to the president of the knesses. For Rosh Knesses noitel was gone. And the Rosh gave it over to the second in charge of the Kohen Gadol, the Skan. The Asgon noitel the Kohen Gadol. And the Skan, the second Kohen in charge, gave the sefer Torah over to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol oimrid ulmekabel v'korer oimrid. The Kohen Gadol now stood up, mashal before he was sitting down. So that's what the Gemara says we're talking about in the Ezra's Noshim, because in Ezra's Yisrael it's also to sit down there. So here the Kohen Gadol now, when he gave him the sefer Torah, he stood up, and he read standing up also. The Kohen Achre Mois, he read in Pashas Vayikra in Achre Mois. The Ach the Osor. And he also read an Ach Bosor, that's in Pashas Emor. Then the Goylo Sefer Torah, they would Goylo fold up, they would roll up the Sefer Torah, or Manicha Bechaykli, and he would put it like in the story, the Yomer, and the Kohen Gadol would tell everybody, that Yoisim Mimasha Kurisi, Lefneichem Kosov Khan, you should know more than these two Pashas that I read for you, is in the Sefer Torah. In other words, he had to tell them that this is a kosher Sefer Torah. And we'll soon see why, because the din is Uve Osa Shevachum Shat Kudim. Now that there's a parsha in Pinchas that talks about the Musafim of Yom Kippur, Kurah Peh. This the Kohen Gadol did not read from the Sefer Torah, he read it Baal Peh by heart. In other words, the people shouldn't say that the reason why he's now reading it by heart is because the Sefer Torah was posel, it didn't have this parsha in it. So the Kohen Gadol told everybody no. You should know this Sefer Torah is a kosher, it has everything inside it. Why doesn't he read it? So the Gemara says, really, because it's the Tircha de Tziburim, to make them wait and goyle, to roll it up until you get to Pashas Pinchas, that would take too long, that would not be covered at Tzibur. Then, Umvorech Oleho Shmoyne Brochus, as after he got finished the Kriya, he would say eight Brochus, Allah Torah, and make the Brocha Allah Torah. Like when we get an Aliyah, we make a Brocha Achreina, the Alha Avoida, he made a bracha of Ritzei Hashem Lokeinu, Choysim Bar Bricha, the Avoidas Amo Yisroel Rachamim, he made a bracha of the Avoida, the Al Hoido, made a bracha on the Hoido, that's like Moide Menach Loloch, the Al Mechila Slovim, that's Lach Lonu, the Choysim Bar Yendrof, that Moichel Avoidas Amo Yisroel Rachamim, the Al Hamigdash, if Neyatsim, made a bracha for the Beis Hamigdash, that in Brocha Miuchid, that the Beis Hamikdash should stay there and the Shechina should be there. Made a bracha by itself. V'yal Yisroel b'fnei Yatzman. He made a special bracha for Klal Yisroel by themselves. And some have the gears of V'yal Yishlayim b'fnei Yatzman. Made a bracha by Yishlayim for itself. V'yal HaKahanim b'fnei Yatzman. And for the Kahanim he made a bracha that a Kordoch should be Mekabel v'Kabonus. And he ended off Mekadesh HaKahanim. V'yal Shor HaTfilah. Then he made a bracha for the like a Kodesh Baruch Hu should help him, and he ended off with Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei HaTfilo. That was called the Bakosho Alam Yisroel, Shetzrichim Livashayah. He made a bracha because Klal Yisroel needs a Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, so he made the bracha and he ended off with Shemei HaTfilo. This was the eight brachas the Kohen Gadol said after he finished learning from the Sefer Torah, and after he finished learning the third parasha about him. Mishnah Beis, Horoya Kohen Gadol Kishu Koreya. If somebody saw the Kohen Gadol at the time when he was laying the Sefer Torah in the Ezra's Noshim, it is ain't a royal part of the Sohanes Rofim. That same person cannot see the way other people were burning the power and the Sohanes that was supposed to be burned. And who were doing the opposite way, the royal part of the Sohanes Rofim, whoever would be standing outside Yerushalayim and watching the way they're burning the power of the Kohen Gadol and the Sohanes of Chatas Lashem, these were the Chatas HaPnim, which was the Rofim. If somebody would see them burning the meat outside the Yerushalayim, is any royal Kohen Gadol Kishu Koreya. He cannot see the Kohen Gadol when he was laying from the Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah says, "Why Nifnei Shein Roshoi?" It's not because it's a locho, like you can't see both of them. And the more has a tzad the same avirin ala mitzvahs, and maybe because you start seeing one mitzvah and you help the Lord that mitzvah, because b'roivam hadras melech, you made the mitzvah bigger. Maybe you can't go and do another mitzvah. So Mishnah says, no, that's not the pshat. Elo, shohoi, so derech, rechoika. because they were very far away one from the other. This is really the Kiddush. That both things took place at the same time. So the Kohen Gadol was reading the Parsha in the Beis HaMikdash in the Ezra's Noshim. And the other people were burning the Purim and Asura from outside Yerushalayim. So Parsha Yuret, you can't be in both places at one time. That's why one person couldn't see it. But after Iker HaLocha, it's on you watching one mitzvah, you're allowed to stop that mitzvah and go do another mitzvah. Even though by watching the mitzvah, you're making a bigger mitzvah there. Brevam Hagas Melech. But since you're not being oisiv, you're not working in the mitzvah, you're allowed to leave that mitzvah and go do another mitzvah. Mishneh Gimel. In Bevigdei Vutz Kerer, let's say the Kohen Gadol learned the parsha is read from the Sefer Torah when he was still wearing his Bigdei Lovin. It is now Kiddush Yod of Raglav. He has to first do the Kaddish, his hands and his feet. Porsha, he takes off the Bigdei Lovin. Yorad V'Tovel, he has to go down to the mikveh now, who was in the Azara. All of them is stopping, comes up and dries himself. Now they change and give him the big dissolve, the eighth golden. The lover, she first puts them on, then the Kiddush Yod of Raglav, he makes a second Kiddush your hands and feet. The Yotzen, he goes out now, the Oses, Eloi, the Eselom. He brings his Korban idol, which was a Korban Eloh, and the Eloh, which is also a Korban Eloh. The Yeshivas Kvosim, Tamimim, B'nei Shana. And it brings now the seven kvosim, the seven sheep, that was only 1 year old, for the musafim. This was brought down in the Parshas Pinchas for the musafim of Yom Kippur. Divrei Reb Elezer, this is Reb Elezer Shita, that you brought the musafim right now. Reb Akiva says, Im Tomid Shal Shachar Hoi Krevim. No, you should know the Korban HaMusaf, the Shivas Kvosim, were brought right after the Korban HaTomid Shachar in the morning. As when the Kohen Gadol was first still wearing his big day zov, that he first brought the Korban Tomid Shachar, right after the Tomid Shachar, he brought the Korban Musaf. Then the Mishnah says, Upar Reba, a special par that you have to bring, it says in Parashas Musafim, for Korban Reba. So it's Machlokes in the Gemara, does Upar Reba means it's also brought in the morning with the Tomid Shachar, or does it go on the next part of the Mishnah? That it means to say your power, this special power that's brought down to bring in the Parshas of Musafim, which was a Korban Eloh, the Soyer Hanaseh Bachutz, and the Seer Islam that it says also to bring it Bachutz, this was a Chatis, that was brought down to the Zderech HaChitzlim, Hoye Kraven in Tomer Shevein Habayim. This Korban for sure, even though it's brought down in the Parshas of Pinchas by the Korbanos of Musaf, it wasn't brought in the morning after the Tomer Shachram, but rather this was brought by the Tomei Shevein Habayim. And the Gemara says in Darshan Zaposik, that Mashm is brought with the Tomei Shevein Habayim. All right, turn over.
Now on this last Mishnah, both according to Divrei Reb Elezer, that Reb Elezer's Shita was that they brought the Shivas Kvosim and the Eloi and the Elohim, which is Mashma right now with this Tefillah. However, the Gemara says it wasn't that way. That according to Reb Elezer, in this tefillah, the second tefillah, he only did the Eloi v'Elohim. Mashenke in the Musaf, he brought at the end of the day by the Tomid Shal Ben Habayim. That he holds to go according to the way the Psukim say. That first says the Avodah Sayyim, and then it talks about Musaf. Reb Akiva's Shita is not like that. Reb Akiva's Shita was that the Korban Musaf, the Shivas Kvosim, was brought in the Tomid Shal Shachar. And again, the Parolitz Machloikis. Now exactly Rabbi Kiva Shita, we hold Allah like Rabbi Kiva, there's a big machlokes, we showing him here exactly how this Seder was according to Rabbi Kiva, which we'll go through this soon when we finish the parak. The next Mishnah says, Kiddush Yod of Raglav. Now when the Kohen got finished doing the Eloh Ve'Elohim, he made a Kiddush Yod of Raglav, he washed his hands and his feet, Ufashat, and he took off his clothing, V'yarat V'tovel, he went down to the mikvah, V'yoli, came up in the stopping and dried himself, Heviel Avigdei Lovin. Now he put on for the second time again, he put on the Bigdei Lovin, the Lovash, he put it on, the Kiddush Yod of Raglav, after he put them on, the Bigdei Lovin, he made another Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. Now, Nichnas Loitz Yesakaf, he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim now to take out the spoon, the Yesamach, and the pan, that he brought the Keteris in, he had to leave it there, in order that there should be another time to be table to change his Begodim, now in the middle of the day, to take out the Kaf and the Machta. Now, after he took it out,
is Kiddush Yodav Ragla. They had him Kaddish his hands and reglaim again. Ufarsha took off the big delovin. For Yorad Vatova went to the mikvah. Allah got up and his topic dried himself. Now they brought, for the third time now, they brought him his big dezov. The lova she put it on. The Kiddush Yodav Raglov. Now he brought the terrorist that was brought every single day, Ben Habayim. Now he went to fix up the Neris. Then the Kiddush Yodav Raglov, he made another Kiddush Yodav Raglayim. Ofosha took off the big dezov, and that was it. Then they brought the Kohen Gadol his own private begodim. For Lovash, and he put it on. People used to be Malava, walk him home to his house. And the Kohen Gadol at night, Moitzoy Yom Kippur, would make a Yom Tov for all his friends. For the fact that he came out freed, he was still alive when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he finished doing the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And the next Mishnah, Hey, Kohen Gadol Mishamish Bishmoina Kelim. We know the Kohen Gadol has 8 Kelim. The whole year, or even on Yom Kippur, the big day Zov was made from 8 Kelim. For your head yet be Abur. And the regular Kohen only wears 4 begodim. Big sinus, the robe, or Michnasayim, the underpants, or Mitznefes, and the hat, the Avnate, and the Gartel. That was a shava that both the Kohanim had, by a Kohen Hedyet and a Kohen Gadol had these 4 begodim. Even though the hats were a little bit different, but still it's both called they had a Mitznefes. Now, Moisef Olav Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol had added to this the Choshen, the Ephod, Umi'il, a special robe, v'tzitz, and the ornament he put around his forehead. Be'elu nisholim v'urim v'tumim. When the Kohen Gadol wanted to ask a question from the Urim v'tumim, he could only ask it if he's wearing all these 8 begodim. V'ye nisholim el lamelech. Who can ask the question to the Kohen to ask the Urim v'tumim? Only if the question is asked from the king has the right to ask. Or the Bezdin has the right to ask questions to the Kohen Gadol to ask the Urim v'tumim. Or else it's a question again to the tzibur. If something again to the whole congregation, then you're allowed to go to the Kohen Gadol and ask him the question. But a private question cannot be asked by the Kohen Gadol to the Urim V'Tumim. Now, just to get it straight, exactly how the Seder of the Korbanos were brought on Yom Kippur. Now, we know the Psukim, the terrorists say there are really 16 behemoths that are brought for Korban on Yom Kippur. And the first one we know is the Tomei Shel Shachar, and then you have the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim that was brought every single day. It was also brought on Yom Kippur. That's so far we have 2. Now there's the Par V'Ayil Shel Kohen Gadol, K'mo Shekosav B'Parshas Avodas Hayoyim, V'Zeis Yov Aharon El HaKodesh, V'Par B'Mokel L'Chatas V'Ayil L'Yoilom. But the Kohen Gadol has his own Par for Chatas, and an Ayil, a Ram, for a Korban Olam. Therefore we have 4 Korbanos. Then there was the Soyer V'Ayil Shel Yisrael, that Umeisa Daspan Yisrael Yikach Shnei Siriizim Lachatis V'Ayin Lechud L'Yerlam. For the Klai Yisrael there was 2 Siriizim. One went Lazozo, so that was not a Korban. But now we have 1 Sawyer, 1 goat, that's a Chatis for Klai Yisrael, and then Ayel Echud, which is also a Neula. So therefore we have 6 Korbanos that are brought. Then in Parshas HaMosofim it talks about Par V'Ayel V'Shivas Kvosim. Is Kulam Oilus. All these were Korban Oila. So the Par, that's the 7th. V'Ayil, that's the 8th. And then you have the Shivas Kvosim, that's 15. Now, Usir Echot Chatis. Torah says also, Usir Echot Chatis, 1 Soya should be for Chatis. Achutz, that's the 16th. Shem Kabonas HaMusif, Shoyom HaKippurim. These are the Kabonas HaMusif that it says. However, the Gemara says that our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, that he holds that the ayil that it says in Pashas on Achrimois and the ayil that it says in the Pashas at Kudim is the same ayil. So it comes out that really there are only 15 Korbanos that were brought on Yom Kippur. So now we'll go through the Seder exactly how these were brought. Now in the morning, when the Kohen Gadol, after he went to the mikvah and he put on his big day Zohav, when he put on his big day Zohav, he brought the Tomei Shel Shachar, that's 1 Korban. He did all the Avodah of it. Then, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, he brought the Musafim then. He brought the Par Ho'ayla, the Par that it says for Korban Musaf, the Shivas Kvosim, Shem Musaf Ayoyim, and the 7 Kvosim for the Musaf that was also brought in the morning when he was wearing his big day Zov for the Tomei Shel Shachar. This is Rashi Shita according to Rabbi Kiva. Then the Kohen Gadol made the 2nd Tefillah, and he put on his big day Lovin to do the Avodah Sayyim.
he did the Viduyim, and then he did the Hagrolo, he did the Keteris, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he did the Matan Dam from his par, the special par of the Kohen Gadol, and the Sawyer of Achatas Lashem, which was from the Tzibur. And then he sent away the Lazozel and the Kriyas Parshas Hayoim. This was done by the second Tfilo, we're in the Big Deal of him. So then he, now this Tfilo, he brought the Sawyer and the par, that's all. Now there are Tfilo Shlishis, and he put on the Big Day Zov again, and now he brought the Seer of Chatis Shel Musaf Hayoim, according to Rashi Shita. He brought the Sawyer, which was the Chatis Shel Chutz, Eloi Velhom, Emurei Yapar V'Sawyer HaNesrofim. That's what he did by the third Tfilo. Then he did a fourth Tfilo, put back the Big Day Zov, and he took out the Kafo Machto, and then he did a fifth Tfilo with the Big Day Zov, and he did the Tomat Shorben Abayim, the Keteris Shorben Abayim, and Tovat Haneris. This is the way the Seder Hayoim was done according to Rashi Shita. Right, the Mitzvah Shem, when we finish the next parak of the Mishnayos, we'll go through the Rambam to see exactly how the Seder of the Avodas Hayoim was done, is all the Avodas, how they were done on Yom Kippur. Parak Shmini, Mishnah. Yom HaKippurim osa ba'achilo v'shtiyah. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. Over chitzi, you can't wash yourself. Over sichi, you can't rub yourself. Over nilas hasandu, you can't wear shoes that have leather. Over sashmish hamita, you're not allowed to live with your wife on Yom Kippur. V'yahamelech v'yakala yirchutzu as pneim. A king and a kala means somebody, a lady that just got married. For the first 30 days after the chasna, she's called a kala. She's allowed to wash her face on Yom Kippur. V'yahachayo sinol sasandu. A lady that just gave birth, a chaya, she's allowed to wear shoes. Divi Rabbi Elazar. This is Rabbi Elazar. Shitom v'yachom moishim. The chomim say, no, it's osur. A chai, it's not called a sakona if she doesn't wear shoes. Even though Rabbi Elazar holds that she'll get cold and it'll be a sakona for her, the chomim say, no, it's not a sakona. But Allah is like Rabbi Elazar, that a kala and a melech is allowed to wash their face, and a chai is allowed to wear shoes. And some Rishonim learn that the pshat is that midirais, it's only osur to eat and to drink. These other inuyim is only yosim the rabbonin, not to wear shoes, not to rechitza sicha tasmus shamita. Therefore, certain cases the rabbonin will makel by a kala that she should look nice to her husband. The rabbonin will makel or for a melech or for a chaya. Other rishonim learn know that even these inuyim are also yosim midiraisa, but it's together the Torah gave it over the chachamim that they have a right to say exactly what is mutter and what is osur, just like we have by the melacha that's osur on chol hamoed. The Torah gave it over to the Chomim to explain exactly when it's also to do the Melacha and when it's Mutter. See, also the Rabbanim saw fit to say that a Kala and a Melech is allowed to wash their face. Therefore, even though the Yisrael Midiraisa, the Rabbanim have a right to explain exactly what's also and what's Mutter. Mishnah Beis. Ho'eichel kikoyseves hagasa. If somebody eats the size of food of a big date, kamoyu Uchagarinosa, the size of itself, plus the size with its pit inside. In other words, a big date with the pit inside. If somebody drinks on Yom Kippur the size of a mouthful, the Gemara says really means on one side that's totally full, is chayiv, that's the shir that you chayiv if you eat or drink on Yom Kippur. And you chayiv chorus. Now the Mishnah says, Kola oichalin mitstarfin lechakosevis. All the foods equal up to this share of eating the size of a big date. And all different type of liquids, if you drink them, it adds up to be mechayiv if you drink a complete one-side mouthful. In other words, if you drink a little bit of orange juice and apple juice and soda, if together you drank a mole lugmov, yechayiv. Ho'eichel v'shoyse, though, is ein mitzdorfin. If you ate, let's say, half of the size of a date, and you drank half of the size of a mole lugmov, even though together it's more than a mole lugmov, you can't put the two together. Since they have different type of shiurim, different type of sizes, you can't put together food and drinking on Yom Kippur. To be mechayiv midiraisa v'chiv karus. As we hold halacha that a chatzi shir, if you eat or drink less than the shir, it's also midiraisa, like a v'yechanin. Chatzi shir is also min ha-teira. But a koponim karus you don't get unless you eat either the size of a kosevis of food, or else you drink the size of a mole lugmah. Mishnah Gimel. Ochal v'shosod helemechot. If somebody ate and drank on Yom Kippur with one forgetting, in other words,
9 o'clock in the morning on Yom Kippur, he forgot today was Yom Kippur, and he went to eat. And then, let's say, 10 o'clock, he still forgot today was Yom Kippur, and he drank. So even though you did two things, you ate and drank on Yom Kippur, is ein chayev el chatas achas. Since you didn't realize it, you're a shogeg, you're only chayev one chatas. What about ochal v'yosa melocha? Let's say at 9 o'clock you ate, because you forgot today was Yom Kippur, and you also did one of the lamates melochis, because you forgot today was Yom Kippur. Here chayev shtei chatois. Here you chayev two different chatois, because they're two different lavim, two different averas. Mashenken, eating and drinking is from the same avera of loisuna. Ochal oichlin sheinim ri lachila. Let's say you ate on Yom Kippur food that's not really edible. V'shosa mashkin sheinim ri lishtia. Or you drank a liquid that's not roy, it's not drinkable. V'shosa tzir oi murois. You drink like the juice of the fish that's also not edible, drinkable. Is potter, you're potter on Yom Kippur. Because the love of the terrorists are shalois una. You're not allowed to do something like to satisfy yourself, take away the pains. By eating or drinking these things, it doesn't take away your pains. It's not cool, you took away the inuit. Mishneh Dalet. Hatinoikois, that means young girls. Ein ma'anin oison biyomat yipurim. You don't have to make them fast on Yom Kippur. Avo mechanchin oison lefnei shor. But there's an in mitzvah chinuch to let them start to fast a year before. Or lefnei shnosayim, and 2 years before. B'shvil sheyiru regilim ba'mitzvahs. In order that they become a bas mitzvah, they'll be used to doing mitzvahs. And this is the side of mitzvahs chinuch, that before they become bas mitzvah, let them start to do the mitzvahs. And the Gemara explains that really the Mishnah means there are two different types of mitzvahs chinuch here. One is either a year or 2 years before they become bas mitzvah, depending if the child is healthy, strong, or weak, that there's an inyan midrabbanan to let them fast the whole day. And even before that, a year or two before that, there's the mitzvah chinuch to let them fast l'shois. That means if usually they eat breakfast at 9 o'clock, on Yom Kippur, let them start eating at 10 or 11 o'clock. And when the kid is 9 years old, you have this chiyuv chinuch to let them fast a little bit. When they become 12 by a boy or 11 by a girl, then you have this chinuch to let them fast the whole day. However, l'maisa, usually there's a p'tur that they don't have to fast as mitzvah chinuch, because b'zmanazeh they say they're always weak. Therefore, there's only this inyan of mechanchin l'shois. Let them start eating a little bit later in the day. Mishnah Hey, ubro sheherichoy. If a pregnant lady that smelled food on Yom Kippur and she has a big desire to eat it, so the lochri is machilul oiso, you let her eat it, at shetoshev nash, until she feels good, like a soul comes back to her. In other words, it's like a sakona. If the pregnant isha smells the food and she has the desire to eat it, if we don't let her eat it, it's a sakana, a danger for her and for the child. Therefore, pekuach nefesh is derech Yom Kippur. Therefore, she's allowed to eat. Choyle, what about a sick person? Is also machilu noisay al pi bikiyim. We let him eat on Yom Kippur according to the doctors. If the doctor says he has to eat, we're mechalul Yom Kippur because of pekuach nefesh to keep him alive. V'yim ein shom bikiyim, I said there's no doctors there. Then machilu noisay al pi atzmai. You let him eat according to his own words. In other words, if he himself says he doesn't feel good, he feels he's making a die, he's a sakonim. If he doesn't eat, we let him eat. Until he himself says he had enough. And the Gemara really says that a person himself really knows himself more than the doctors do. Therefore, if the person himself says he feels terrible, that he feels like he may die if he doesn't eat, even though the doctors don't agree with him, he has the right to eat on Yom Kippur. Mishneh Vav. Mi she'ochazoy bulmus. Somebody got this sickness that comes from starving, and it's a sakonas tefoshes. Is the halacha machilu noisoy? You're allowed to let him eat afilu dvorim tmeim. If you don't have any kosher food, you're even allowed to eat dvorim tmeim. Ad she'yoyroy enough, until his eyesight becomes better. And the Gemara says that's a raya. That's the proof that he's healthy. Whereas the proof that he's sick is he loses his eyesight a little bit. And that he gets healthy, so he could have his complete, total eyesight back. Now, misha noshchay kelev shayte. If a wild dog bit you, is ein machilu noisoy mechatzar kovet shaloi. You're not let him eat this type of a medicine. The doctor says if you eat the lobe of the liver of that dog, that's the Tanakama shita. He holds that this is not called the good refuah. For Rabbi Masya ben Choreshmater, he holds no, it's mutter. He holds this is called the good refuah. And since it's a konas nefoshes, now if you don't take this refuah, Therefore, you're allowed to eat this even on Yom Kippur, even in the middle of the week. Even though it's treifus, you're allowed to eat it to save your life. V'yoydam Rabbi Masiya ben Chorosh, another chiddush, Rabbi Masiya ben Chorosh said, that ha'choshes begroinot, if somebody has an ache in his throat, it's considered as a konas nefoshes, and therefore on Yom Kippur, ma'atidun lo yisam v'toich piv b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to take medicine, because it's a sakonas nefoshes. Bivnei shu sofik nefoshes, because it's a doubtful if you live or not. Anytime there's a doubtful about your life, the chol sofik nefoshes doiches a Shabbos. You're allowed to do even a nisa d'iraisa to save yourself, to keep yourself alive. Mishnah Zayin. Mi shenofla olav ma'polis. If a brick, a wall, fell on top of a person, sofik husham, sofik enisham, there's a doubt if the person was underneath the bricks or not. Sofik chai, sofik meis, even if we know for sure the person was underneath this wall when it fell down, but we have a doubt now if the person is still alive or not. Sofik nochri, sofik yisrael, let's say we have a doubt if that person underneath this bricks wall is a goy, or maybe he's a yisrael. Halacha is in all these doubts, mefakchin olav esagal, even on Shabbos, you let it clean away, take away this wall, in order to save the person that's underneath it. Since you have a doubt that maybe he's a Jew and maybe he's alive, the klal is sofik nefoshes is doicha yomtif, it's doicha Shabbos. Mitzuhu chai, let's say you found that he's alive, mefakchin olav, then of course you'll have to continue uncovering the body until save him completely. V'yemeis, let's say you found him that he's dead, yenichu. Like let's say the Gemara says you started to uncover him and you found by his nose that nothing is moving there, so you know he's dead. You don't have a right to save him anymore. I'll cover the mace. You have to let him just stay there till after Yom Kippur or after Shabbos, and then you'll take care of him. Mishneches. Chatos v'osham v'adai mechapin. If you did a chet, you did an aver b'shoig that you have to bring a korban chatis, or you did a korban with osham v'adai, that means asham gzeles, asham milois, shifcha charufo, the locher is mechapin. These two kabonis make a kapora, forgive you. Misav yomakipurim mechapin machuva. When a person's mace, it's also a zman kapori, you got your forgiveness then. If you do tshuva also, who din yomakipurim is mechapur, forgives you if you did tshuva. Tshuva mechaperas alaveras kalis. If you do tshuva, so Hashem forgives you on the averas, easy averas. What does that mean? Alesei on an iser asei, vi alois asei, providing there's no malchus this lois asei, like the Gemara says. Like an essay, like a loisa say, anitically asay. Like a lav gzela, you don't get malchus because you have the essay of returning the gzela. So such a lav, if you do tshuva, you have your kapora. V'yala chamurus, what about a more chomedic avera, let's say like a lav, that you get malchus, then he's sola. Then if you do tshuva, let's it hang, you won't get a punishment yet, but you don't have your forgiveness, ad sheyova yom kippur v'yachapra, until Yom Kippur comes, and then you get your kapora forgiveness. Mishnetes, ho'emer echta v'yoshim. Somebody does averus in the middle of the year, and he says he's not worried he'll get a punishment, because he says he'll do tshuva later. And then again, echta v'yoshim, again he does the averus, and again he's not afraid to get punishment, because he says, I know for sure I'm going to do tshuva later. The Mishnah says, ein ma'aspikin b'yode lasis tshuva. They're not going to give you any help in Shemayim to do tshuva. They're going to take away all the help, and therefore it's going to be very, very hard for you to do tshuva. What about if somebody says, Echto, let me do Averis now, v'yom ha'kippur mechaper, and I'm not afraid I'll get a punishment, because I'll be samech, I'll rely on the fact that Yom Kippur could forgive, is a forgiveness. So the Mishnah says, Ein Yom ha'kippur mechaper. In such a case, in such a person, Yom Kippur will not forgive for you. Now the Mishnah says, Averis she'bein odom l'mokom. If somebody does an Avera between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, he eats chazer, he eats dam, he eats chelev, the locher is Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Then if you do tshuva on Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper, you are cleaned from that Avera. What about the Avera Shebeinod Mechaveroi? If somebody steals from his friend, or somebody hurts his friend, hits his friend, Beinodim between you and your friend, then the klal is Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper. If you live through Yom Kippur, even if you do tshuva, you don't have a kapora, you're not forgiven yet. Until you have to go over to your friend and ask him to be moichel, be mafayis, appease him. As zo dorash Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah made a drosha, he dashed in his posse. The posse says in Vayikra Mikol chatoisechem lefnei Hashem titaru. Whereas on Yom Kippur, you become toy, become clean, pure from averus that are lefnei Hashem. So we dash in what's called lefnei Hashem. That means averus shebeinodem lamokem. Yom Kippurim mechaper. An averus that you did between you and Hashem, that's called lefnei Hashem. You wait chazir. Then if you do tshuva on Yom Kippur, you have your kapara. You have your forgiveness. What about averus shebeinodem lechaveroi? An averus that you did something wrong there to your friend. Ein Yom Kippurim mechaper. Then Yom Kippur by itself cannot forgive you. Achiratzes chaveroi. Until you go over to your friend and ask him to be moichel to forgive you. And Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, like how praiseful, how lucky we are, Kla Yisrael, that lefnei mi atem metairim, who is the one that cleans us? Mi metaireschem, you know who it is, the one that cleans us? Avichem Shebashemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, our Father in Shemayim. Shenema the Pasuk says, Vizorakti aleichem mayim teirim utartim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will throw down on us water that's Torah, that's pure, and that water will purify us. For Yomer, another pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it to a mikveh, that Ma Mikveh Metairas HaTmeim, just like a mikveh, it has the power that if a person that's Tomei goes into the mikveh becomes Torah. Izaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metairas Es Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power that when a Yid or Yisrael does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metair you. And the first one, I want to say the reason why he says two pshatim here. One is a person does tshuva on his own. He has his own service. That's like a mikveh. You yourself go into the mikveh. That's a bigger madrega. That's called mikveh Yisrael Hashem. And the first madrega is where you're not strong enough yourself to do tshuva. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you along. That's the pasuk of Vizorakti Aleichem Mayim Terim. You have a help that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws upon us to Mayim Terim. And with that also we have our tshuva shleima. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, Perek Revi, goes through the Seder of the day. And he starts off, Seder kol ha-maisim shebiyoyim zeh kachu, kechatzois ha-laylo ma'afisin l'trum ha-sadeshin. At chatzois of the night of Yom Kippur, they make the piyas to choose which kohen does the trum ha-sadeshin. O mesadrin es ha-marocha, then they set up the fireplace, they clean out the mizbech apnim. Like they do every single day. I'll say this shabiyarnu. Until it comes to the shkita, the time to make the shkita for the carbon atomid in the morning. So far he took care of the trumas adeshin. Now it comes time in the morning, by daytime, to make the shkita for carbon atomid. Person sadin shabutz ben kohen gadol benam v'lom is zebutz kdeshiyake shavodas yom v'vigdei butz. They spread out a curtain of big day boots with white linen, and the Kohen Gadol takes off his regular big day chol, and he goes and toivel in the mikvah. First he makes the kiddush adayim v'raglayim, then he goes to the mikvah, then he puts on his big day zohav, the golden begodim, and again the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Then he shechs the korban atomid roiv shnayim, makes a shchita what you have to have, or miniach achal ligmar shchita. Another Kohen finishes the shchita. Then the Kohen Gadol goes to the Kabbal Adam, he makes the Kabbal Adam of the Korban HaTomid, for Zorkel al-Mizbeach, he makes the Zrika Kimitzvosa. Then the Rambam says, V'yacha kachis, after he finishes with the Korban HaTomid, then Nichnas Leichel goes into the Heichel, O'makti Keteris O'Shacher U'meite V'Tzeneris, like it does every day. You have to bring Keteris every day, and you have to be Meite V'Tzeneris. He is preparing now the five limbs of the menorah. Then the Rambam goes, Umaktir Evori HaTomid. Then the Rambam goes on to say that the Kohen Gadol now burns the Evorim, the pieces of meat from the Korban HaTomid. Vachavitin. He also brings a special mincha that the Kohen Gadol has to bring every single day, the mincha Sachavitin. Vihanasochim. And the yayin, the wine that comes with the Korban HaTomid. Kechol Seder HaTomid Shokol Yom Shebiyanu. Like you bring it every single day. Now, in the Nesochim, Avada, that's also part of the Mincha that you have to bring for the Korban HaTomid also. It's the Mincha and the Yayin. Now, V'yachar HaTomid, after you finish with the Korban HaTomid, Makriv HaPar V'shivas HaKvosum Shamusuf. The Rambam Paskins that now you bring the Korban HaMusuf, you bring the special Par, which is a Korban Ola, and the Shivas Kvosum, the seven lambs, for Korban Musuf HaYoyim. V'yachakach, after this now, the Kohen Gadol has to change his begodim. is Mekadesh Yoda Varagla Vapasha Big Day Zovah, takes off the Big Day Zovah, Tova goes to the Mikvah, Belovet Big Day Lovin. Now he puts on for the first time the white begodim, the four white begodim made out of linen. Or Mekadesh Yoda Varagla, then he makes a second time the Kiddush Darim Berglayim. Bolo Yetzaporo, now the Kohen Gadol comes to his special power, his special chattis. Uporo Yoimed Ben Ulam Mizbeach. The power of the animal was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, all the way above. The head was towards the south, upon of Lamarv. The Kohen Oimed Ben Mizrach, and the Kohen was standing in back of it on the east side, upon of Lamarv. The Kohen Gadol's face was facing towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the Marv. The Soimich Shte Yodav Roish HaPar Umisvada. He would put his two hands on top of his par and say Vidui. The Kach Oyoim Ono Hashem Chotos Yivis Pshatim Hufonech Ono Vesim. Ono Hashem Kapna Chotem Lavonis Lavshon Lachodem Shechotos Yishavis Pshat Lafonech Ani Vesi Hakosta Baser Asmer Shavdecho Leimor Kev Yoyim Azir Chap Aleichem Tareslam Kochatem Lavshem Titoru. This was the Vidui the Kohen Gadol said on his par, the first Vidui. The Yachakach after this Magrol Al Shnei Asirim. Then right away they would bring the two goats, the Shnei Sirizim, and they make a girl to choose which one is a chattis lashem, which one is lazozel. For kosher lashem shall hurry is brosh mishtalech. Right away they would make a simin. They would tie a red string around the head of the sor which is mishtalech. Umanidu keneged beis shluchay. They would put it near its gate where it's going to go out of the beis hamikdash. Or the nishchat and the one that's a chattis lashem, they would tie a red string around the keneged beis shchitosay, around its neck where you would make the shchita, that you should not get these two sivrim mixed up, and they should not get mixed up with other goats. Then Then the Kohen Gadol went a second time near his parah. The Soimech Shtei Yodav HaRosh, he made a second time of Vidui. He put his two hands on top of it. The Kach HaWaimer again, Ono Hashem Chotosi, Ono Hashem Kapano, and then here he said, Shechotosi, he said, Chapano Lachatoim Lavonis Lavshoyim, Shechotosi V'Shavisu V'Shepashati Lefonecho Ani Yubesi V'Nei Aron Amkudashecha. Here we would also add on a kapara for the rest of the Kohanim. Kakos b'saras Moshe Avdochek b'yayim hazeh. Now v'yachakach, after he finished his second vidui, shoychid es hapar, then he would make the shechita for his par. Or mekabel es domi, he would receive the dam v'nois lemishu menadoi shleikrish, he would give it to somebody to stir it up, that the blood should not jello up. Because he, and amenich, he would leave it ala roivet revid, shel hechel mibachutz, on the fourth row of stones on the floor of the hechel. Now he would take a shovel. He would get a shovel full of coals from the outside mizbech near the west side. He would put this coal, this pan of coals, the same place, the fourth row of stones on the floor of the azara. Now they'll take out from him a spoon, or kli mole keteris, full of keteris. Daka min adaka. They take out a spoon and a kli full of the keteris that was made special for Yom Kippur. Daka min adaka, ground it up very well. The choyfim menol molichof, the Kohen Gadol will make two handfuls. Shmulay mechuka is legadusha, is not tight and not too big. Elo tetofa is hagodol. If he godol, the kotol, if he kotol, the nice lotoy hakaf. A Kohen Gadol, depending on how big his two hands is full, that's who he put now two handfuls worth of this keteris into the spoon. Then he would carry in his right hand the shovel full of coals, and his left hand the machta full of the kaf full of keteris, and go into Kodesh Kedoshim and put down the machta between the Bein Habadim, between the Oren, and then he would put the keteris back into his two handfuls and sprinkle, put it down on the coals. That's where he would be machta the keteris in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Then the Kohen Gadol would go out and get the dam of the par and make the seven hazois. Then he would take the dam of the soyer and make the seven hazois. Then he would go outside in the heichol and make the hazois from the dam apar seven times, one up and seven downwards. And then with the dam hasoyer. And then we would go out to the mezbeach apnim and mix up the dam and make the four zrikas on the four corners. And then also eight, seven times on the top of the mezbeach apnim. Then he would go to the soyer mashtaleach and say vidui. And they would send it away. And then he would change begodim to big dezol. And he would do his soyer hanasa b'chutz the korban musaf, and he would do the elol elom, and then he would burn the emurim shel par v'soyer hanasrofim. He would bring down the tomer shabein habayim. Then again, he would change begodim to big day lovin to take out the kaf from the machta of the kodesh kedoshim. Then he would change back again to the big day zov to bring the keteris shabein habayim umetiv asaneris like he did every other day. All right, this is Bekitsa, the Seder Havoidim. Mitzvah Shem will have another tape exactly by Riches about the Havoidim.